Just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money, you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just because so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money, you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just because
welcome to the Music Box. I'm Mike Duke. Each week, I collect a box full of music and bring it from my house to your radio at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. You'll hear music from the 1940s through the 1980s with occasional excursions beyond that range. Get ready to hear songs you haven't heard in a long time mixed with a few you may have never heard before. Songs like Just Because, the one you just heard by Frankie Yankovic. We also mentioned some birthdays along the way during the show, and we have a bunch of those this week, beginning with rock and roll singer and songwriter Buddy Holly, who was born in Lubbock, Texas on September 7, 1936. He became a legend on February 3, 1959, when he died in a plane crash along with singers Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. That'll Be the Day reached number one in 1957, and took the Crickets with Buddy Holly singing lead to a much too brief stardom.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt and loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Many singers have recorded the music of Buddy Holly. John Denver released Every Day as a single from his album Airy in 1972. We also heard the first hit for Buddy Holly and the Crickets, That'll Be the Day. The Music Box reaches back to 1952 for this Glad to See You song from Eileen Barton.
Come in! Well, 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 look who's here! I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake, bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd hired a band, grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do. Hatchy-do. gonna bake the cake. Bake the cake, bake the cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? How'd you do?
The Hurricanes roared out of Toledo, Ohio with Red River Rock in 1959, and Eileen Barton sang If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. In the months following the terrorist attack on the United States on September 11, 2001, several songs appeared which expressed the anger, frustration, and patriotism caused by that deadly event. My favorite song on this subject comes from country singer Alan Jackson. This is Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning.
Where were you when the world stopped turning that September day? Out in the yard, your wife and children working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out in pride for the red, white, and blue, the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, driving down some cold interstate. Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you love her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes, hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset, first time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching, turn on Isle of Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some stranger, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I could tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. The greatest is love. The greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning that September day?
Was all it said. Go ahead and
The singer is Coven, and the song is One Tin Soldier, The Legend of Billy Jack, from 1971. And from late in 2001, we heard Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning by Alan Jackson, who described the song as a gift that came to him when he woke up in the middle of the night a few weeks after 9/11. We head for our first break with Ed Ames.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
Singers recorded that song from the 1966 Broadway musical I Do, I Do, but Ed Ames had the definitive recording of My Cup Runneth Over from 1967. I'm Mike Duke. Stay tuned for more birthdays and songs you haven't heard in a long time when the Music Box returns from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.